union's attorney asked us to give them a final offer. And obviously it all boils down to the two main things that all labor negotiations boil down to, and that's salary and benefits. And we have provided that to them at least 3-4 weeks ago. We are trying to set up another meeting with the union face to face. I'm suggesting instead of, the union has brought usually a dozen people with them. It's almost like they're wanting all of the different departments to be represented, but they don't participate, they just witness. And I'm suggesting that the union attorney, their business agent, and one other person sit down with me, our attorney, and one other person, and spend a long day and get this thing hammered out. I spent an hour and a half yesterday with our attorney going over the recommended changes to the insurance plan, which I can assure all of the employees there is nothing in there that's going to hurt the employees. The union has made the statements, you know, that our demands are going to cause irreparable damage to the employees, and that is certainly the furthest from the truth. The one thing that we have consistently emphasized to the union is, even though a certain portion of the county employees do belong to their union, they're still our county employees, and I have no interest in hurting any of our employees. In fact, we want to help them as best we can. We cannot run the county without these people. So why would we, as they would always say in the old days, why would we bite off our nose to spite our face? So we're trying to get things set up. Our attorney, after the conference yesterday, was going to get back with their attorney and see what can be arranged as far as time. We're ready anytime they are.